Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
There's a moment you realize you're ready for what's next in your career. Maybe it's when you're trying a new scone recipe and think, I could open a cafe. Or maybe you're helping a coworker and say, I could teach a course on this. Whatever your moment is, it's never too early to plan for a career that lives longer. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. For skills training, resume tips, and job listings, visit aarp.org/work.
Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Welcome. Today, we're going to be talking about a surprising connection between fiber and bone health. One of the best ways to boost the health of your gut microbiome, that's the bacteria living in your intestines, is to eat foods that contain fiber, especially soluble fiber. Although humans lack the enzymes to digest these large carbohydrate molecules, the bacteria that live in our guts rely on them as their primary food source. Diets that are high in fiber support a healthy and a diverse gut microbiome. And as we are learning, a healthy microbiome is essential to a healthy body. There's already an impressive list of benefits associated with a higher fiber diet, including appetite control, weight management, digestive health, and improved immune function. Prebiotic foods can also help improve the absorption of minerals and other nutrients, which may play an important role in building strong bones early in life and then preventing or slowing bone loss later in life. Now, first, I want to just quickly clarify the terms that I'm using, because it's easy to mistake prebiotic as just another word for fiber. But the two terms are not exactly synonymous. All prebiotics are types of fiber, but not all fibers are prebiotic. That term prebiotic is reserved for fiber sources that have been shown to selectively promote the growth of specific bacteria linked to health benefits. Inulin, which is found in chicory root, sunchokes, onion, garlic, and leeks, is one of the more common prebiotic fibers. And although they have not yet officially been classified as prebiotics, there is growing evidence that resistant starches have prebiotic activity. And resistant starches, you may recall, are found in bananas and mango, especially when they're underripe, as well as in potatoes, pasta, and rice that have been cooked and then cooled. And I've talked about that in past episodes. In the show notes for today's show, we have a really cool infographic that breaks down all the different types of fiber and their benefits. And you can find that on our website at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. Okay, so let's talk about how prebiotics boost bone health in particular. You already know, I'm sure, that calcium is critical to building and maintaining strong bones, which is why it's important to make sure that your diet supplies enough calcium. This is especially critical during the teen and young adult years, because this is the time when your body is most rapidly building bone tissue that you're going to rely on for the rest of your life. Ironically, this is also the age group that is most likely to fall short in their calcium intake. After the age of 30 or so, we start to gradually lose bone mass and bone density, and these losses accelerate for women following menopause. Keeping calcium intake up in the second half of life can help slow those losses down, and that reduces the risk of osteoporosis and fractures. However, your body only absorbs a fraction of the calcium that's in your food, anywhere from 5 to 60%. And part of this is because calcium in foods is often tightly bound to other compounds that make it difficult to absorb. An acidic environment can help to break those bonds and release more calcium for absorption. And this is where prebiotic fibers come into the story. As these fibers are fermented by the bacteria in their gut, short-chain fatty acids are created. And in fact, many of the health benefits that we attribute to fiber are actually due to these short-chain fatty acids, and those are sometimes referred to as postbiotics. Among their other activities, short-chain fatty acids lower the pH in the colon. That means it makes it a little bit more acidic, and this is what helps to increase calcium absorption. Now, several studies in both older and younger populations have linked fiber and prebiotic intake with reduced bone loss and improved bone mineral density. And again, in the show notes at quickanddirtytips.com, I've included links to that research. Just scroll to the bottom of the transcript and click on the word sources for the entire list. Now, interestingly, the amount of short-chain fatty acids produced in the gut is partially determined by your genetics. Some studies have found that the benefits of prebiotic intake on bone health depend in part on your genetic makeup. Now, we're not at a point yet where we can fine-tune our fiber recommendations based on those genetic variations, but who knows what the future may hold. Now, of course, even with prebiotics on board to help with that absorption, you still need to make sure that your diet is providing enough calcium in the first place. And as with virtually every other nutrient, it's best to get as much of your calcium as you can from foods rather than supplements.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Save big money on everything. Now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce outdoor and landscaping tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free, so you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
So let's talk about the best food sources of calcium. Dairy products are a very good source of absorbable calcium. Each 8-ounce serving of milk or yogurt provides about a third of your daily requirement. But you can get all the calcium you need even if you are dairy-free. Other good sources of calcium include canned fish, tofu, and vegetables from the cabbage family, including broccoli, kale, bok choy, cabbage, mustard greens, and turnip greens. As a matter of fact, a half cup of Chinese cabbage or 1 cup of bok choy provides almost as much absorbable calcium as a glass of milk. And cabbages and leafy greens are also really good sources of folate and vitamin K, which are nutrients that also help build strong bones. So how much calcium do you really need? Well, the recommended intake for adults is 1,000 milligrams of calcium per day. Adolescents, women over 50, and men over 70 need a little bit more, up to about 1,300 milligrams. So here's a way to get a rough estimate of how much calcium you're getting. Start with 250 milligrams as your baseline, because the typical American diet, even one that's not terribly good, still provides about 250 milligrams a day, not counting dairy products. Okay, then add 250 milligrams for every serving of dairy, canned fish, tofu, Chinese cabbage, or calcium-fortified non-dairy milk or orange juice. And then finally, give yourself another 100 milligrams for any other cabbage family vegetables. It's not important that you get exactly 1,000 milligrams of calcium every day. If it's averaging out to your recommended intake, you're probably getting all the calcium you need. But if, despite your best efforts, you're not quite meeting those requirements, consider taking a calcium supplement. But there's no need to overdo it with a pill that contains 1,000 milligrams or more of calcium. Although you definitely want to be sure to be getting enough calcium, more is not necessarily going to do you more good. Excessive calcium intake can also lead to kidney stone formation in people who are susceptible to them, and high doses of calcium may increase the risk of heart attack for older women. So if you are taking a calcium supplement, I suggest taking only enough to close the gap between the recommended intake and what your diet provides on a typical day. And for most people, that's no more than 250 to 500 milligrams. However, this is not meant to replace the advice of your own physician. If your doctor has recommended a calcium supplement, please check with them before changing your dosage. Regardless of where you're getting your calcium, though, remember that fiber, especially prebiotic fibers, can help you get the most out of it. Now, another way to build strong bones is to challenge your muscles. But I'm not just talking about getting to the gym. I'm talking about building more movement into your everyday routines, even if you spend most of your workday sitting. This week, fitness and movement pro Brock Armstrong and I are hosting a free workshop to show you the hidden opportunities for movement and fitness that you're probably missing every day. If you'd like to join us, you can register at wayless.life/movemore. That's wayless.life/movemore. The Nutrition Diva Show is researched and written by me, Monica Reinagle. Adam Cecil is my editor. Nathan Semmes is our producer. And our Quick and Dirty Tips team at Macmillan Audio also includes Emily Miller, Michelle Margulis, and Davina Tomlin. My thanks to everyone who makes this show possible, especially our amazing listeners. And that's you. So thanks for listening today, and I'll see you next week.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.